Welcome to another edition of It's Your Business Showcase. I'm your host, Jeff Thomas, along with Jack Hamilton. We explore small business each and every weekend on AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer. And today, in our first segment, we're stepping outside of business per se. However, education is being held accountable like a business in more ways than one during these times that we're in right now. And we're happy to have the Rocky Mountain Classical Academy, a charter school in District 49, on our program today because they have exciting news about the recent start of their preschool and pre-K program and their after-school care, which has been going on since the start of the school year. And there are a lot of other exciting things about to happen at Rocky Mountain Classical Academy. And we have the principal of the middle school, Cullen McDowell, and the headmaster for all of Rocky Mountain Classical Academy, Christiana Fogler, here today. Thanks for joining us, both of you. We appreciate your time. And I know that school days are busy and getting away from the classroom for a while is not an easy thing. So thank you both.
I appreciate you, Jeff. Thanks for having us.
Well, we're glad to have you on the program. And this is a school, if you've not heard about it, that is, I'm going to say, making waves in education because of the way it commits itself beyond the basic three R's that our kids are supposed to learn. They really want the entire person to come out of that school, and they want the parents of that student to be assisted in getting to the final objective in their quest to become adults and responsible citizens. So, Christiana, I'm going to start with you simply because you are the headmaster, and you've been at this for over 9 years now. With now a preschool, a pre-K, after and before school care, kindergarten through eighth grade, and plans on the horizon for a high school, let's just talk about that mission statement and the vision statement of how you believe it's really the parents who are ultimately responsible, but that you're going to give them and their kids every tool possible to not only learn those three R's in a classical setting for education, but also help them to become solid citizens once they leave.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes, our recent addition of our preschool has helped us to further that effort because we are able to bring these small students, what we call our littles, in as early as 3 years old. We are very excited because we started school in the middle of August, and we're already seeing our 3 and 4 year olds with emergent readers and, arithmetic skills. And we know that as they step into kindergarten and then first grade, that they will have that solid foundation. Our goal for our students while they're with us through kindergarten through eighth grade, and we are looking for plans for high school as well so that we could continue our mission with our students and instilling what we're doing within the content, the knowledge of what we expect them to know. So it's not just a matter of having the knowledge, but what we expect them to do with it later in life.
And Cullen, from your perspective, these are interesting times, and your vision statement takes it even a step beyond what your mission statement is, and that is to produce people of character and integrity that will get out into society as responsible people, supporting the ideas of life, liberty, freedom, and justice. I can't think of other schools that I'm familiar with that have that as the premise of getting somebody an education.
And that goes straight back to our founding as a charter school. We are a District 49 charter school that has a focus on core knowledge and a classical approach. And what that means is we follow in the line of the great E.D. Hirsch of making culturally literate citizens. And in the world that we live in today with the great divides that we have in this country, what our role is as educators is to help heal that divide and to get our kids able to participate in the great conversation of Western civilization. And I think that's where the divide comes from, is that there's not a shared understanding between what we as Americans can come to the water cooler and discuss anymore. And that's what our vision is. And so by creating students of character and integrity, but with a solid foundational understanding of what it means to be a citizen in this country, they can participate in that conversation. And that's really what we're looking for from not only our littles, as Ms. Fogler talked about, but our kids getting ready for that next level of their educational experience.
And Christiana, this is the word core knowledge sometimes, and speaking directly to your point about how educated we are about things in the world today, the word Common Core comes to mind for a lot of people who aren't understanding of what your charter school is about. The Common Core is not core knowledge. Core knowledge is taking those basic three R's, as we used to call them when I was growing up, and expanding upon them and adding the character development and the integrity piece, critical thinking, to make them a complete person.
Exactly. Yes. And I just, in a nutshell, I think I would say the biggest difference between core knowledge and why we embrace core knowledge is because we are instilling within students from constantly, no matter what subject that we are teaching them, whether it's in physical education, art, science, math, literature, we are instilling in them a content knowledge. So it's not just a matter of the skill sets of, for instance, how to read. What they're reading as well is continually layering that content knowledge so that they can start to make those inferences and have intelligent conversations. The Socratic method piece is where we're primarily in middle school. Our students start to, as if you had a teenager, you know, they start to argue, they start to want to best their adults. And we want to teach them how to do that effectively, to do it positively, to do it in a way that brings true change in perception for the greater good, for the good.
It's Rocky Mountain Classical Academy. They're located on Antelope Ridge, 4620 Antelope Ridge. The phone number, if you're interested in getting more information, is 622-8000, 622-8000. You'll need to follow some prompts when you get to that number. And the website really has everything you need to know, and you can access a lot of things from the enrollment form to, if you are a parent of a student there and you want to schedule a parent-teacher conference, you can click on the button and follow the prompts, and it's rmcacs.org, rmcacs.org. This is a school that has been highlighted in a number of media reports over the course of the last few years. It has grown extraordinarily rapidly, yet Christiana, you still have room in this school year in some areas of your K-8 and in your preschool.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And the process is as simple as enrolling and having a visit and meeting either you when it comes to the overall K-8, or your director of the preschool.
Correct, yes.
And
yes.
You also have in a military community where a lot of people end up moving on because that's what the military does. You have vacancies when you least expect them.
Exactly. And we do represent a large military population within our school. So we definitely have seen where that flux happens throughout the year. And as those seats become available, then we look for good families to come in and join RMCA.
We have touched, obviously, on the core classes, and we don't want to make this come out to be a school that's just nothing but work, work, work. But you will work to get your education. But there are what I like to affectionately call fun and games involved too. There is art, there is music, there are athletics, there are visual arts as well. And Cullen, would you touch on those? And also, what happens to eighth graders?
Well,
it's an amazing thing that can take place once you reach the eighth grade at RMCA.
It really is an amazing place, and when we talk about that classical approach, that isn't just the idea of the core knowledge and reaching back to the masters of Western civilization, the Shakespeares and the Rousseaus. It's about servicing the body and the mind and the soul. And the greatest way to think about it is when you look at the classic Greek artists. They brought every piece into those sculptures that they focused on the body and the arts and making sure that students had the ability to participate in the active life. And so from pre-K all the way to eighth grade, everything we do is built around getting that whole piece of of that classical approach to the students. And I'll let Ms. Vogler talk about once you reach to eighth grade, we kind of have our summative assessment in which we've taught you how to be a citizen, and then we send you on to D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
How fun is that?
We're very proud of our Washington, D.C. program. As we've started throughout the years, we have fifth graders who start their fundraising efforts so that we are able to bring every student and parent chaperone who wants to go. The last 2 years, we've had almost 100 attendees, and which is very, very exciting to go to Washington, D.C. with such a large group. But ultimately, the reason that we do this is because throughout their middle school years, we've had an intense focus on American history, and especially in eighth grade. And for our students to be able to go is the great culmination of these studies, to see in person our great capital and to understand why we were founded as a country and what freedom actually means and how to use their voice effectively in truth and freedom at an early age, to realize that as young as they are, that they can start practicing that is incredible to see. And every time we go, the parents who come with us, we see the demonstration of knowledge from our students and think, I wish we'd had that education when we were at that age, what we could have done with our futures if we had had that strong foundation. And that's why I do what I'm doing. This is a calling. This is a pouring into the lives of our children. And I'm incredibly blessed and humbled at the parents who entrust us with their children to do this very thing.
You get to learn it and live it at Rocky Mountain Classical Absolutely. Academy. Biggest challenge for running a charter school. What is it, Christiana? What causes you to wonder, why am I here sometimes?
When you serve children, they come first. Their needs come first. And there are times that we want to give them more, and we know that we can't, that we're limited in our resources. They are incredible gifts of life. And so I think maybe there's some days of the frustration of just wanting to be able to give and do more for them, to spend more time with them. I love sitting on the floor and just spending time with my students. And sometimes I'm not able to do as much of that as I'd like.
Well, yeah, there's not enough time in the day, it seems. It's Rocky Mountain Classical Academy. 622-8000 is the phone number, 622-8000. rmcacs.org is the website, rmcacs.org. Colin McDowell and Christiana Fogler, I want to thank you for joining us today on the program. Continued success there, and we look forward to the stories that are still to come, including that high school. Appreciate you being on the program.
Thanks, Jeff. Thank you.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to look into temperament counseling. That's something of interesting note. You don't want to miss it. All of that and more after you hear this.